Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready?
Hey, how's everybody doing today? This is the Holderness Family Podcast. It's not a first. It's also not a last. I hope not, because if it is, that means something went really, really wrong with our biz. Anyway, today we got Paige and Jake Phelan with us. They're two of our favorite friends, but our friendship kind of started to end when they moved to Charlotte. They moved to Charlotte. We're still here in Raleigh trying to do our best, but every once in a while they come visit us. They bring their kids and they bring their little coolers full of burrs. Anyway. All right, let's just start the podcast.
Hey, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. We are the Holderness family. We make these cheesy kind of,
they've been called cringy.
Videos on the YouTubes and the Facebooks. And we're very, very excited to have built a group of people who like to listen to them and now like to watch them. I am frazzled.
So guys,
can we explain why I'm frazzled now?
We recorded an amazing podcast with our friends where we talked about like Father's Day, fatherhood, parenthood, and making friends as adults. It was amazing. There was beatboxing and Penn didn't press record. So now we're going to do it all.
I did press record.
So now we're going to do it all again.
It's a new device and I press record and it in the counter was counting up.
It's fine. Everybody, it's okay. It's fine. Here, I'm just going to get right to it. Ready? We're talking about all those things and I'm going to introduce our friends, Jake and Paige. Failing.
Hi guys.
Hi. Hey. Okay. So tell us about yourselves.
Wait, should we talk about them or just make them do that?
Yeah, they should tell them about them.
Go. Who are you?
Okay. I'm Paige. I host Good Day Charlotte on Fox 46 Charlotte, the morning show at the Fox station there. And this is...
I am Jake Failing. I'm the vice president of marketing for Movement Mortgage, top lender in the country.
Oh.
And we also host a podcast in Charlotte. Date Night with Jake and Paige, where we take out folks you've hopefully heard of in the Queen City.
Yeah.
On a date.
Yeah. That you take them out on a date. Yeah. And they have like a web. They're very social. They're very social media savvy. Mm. Now, can we back it up a second?
Sure.
How? Because we're talking about a lot of the things here. And we're going to talk about Father's Day because that's very important.
And it's coming up.
But we're going to talk about how are we friends? Like, what was the meeting? What was that?
Well,
you can thank Penn and me for that.
Yeah, I mean, as you many of you know, Kim and I used to work in local news, and it's kind of hard to make friends when you work in local news because your schedule is bonks. Like, you're either working from 2 o'clock until midnight, or you're working from 3 a.m. until 11 a.m. So I was looking for some people to get to know when we moved here. We had a baby. Her name was Lola. She was a handful, and I needed some friends.
And then, do you hear that screaming downstairs? That's our children.
That's their fault.
We're not torturing young humans.
And no, then, but so Paige, I think I probably kind of like, I don't know, did I kind of ghoul you out a little bit?
Stalked across the newsroom, which took you like 3 steps because Ben's very tall, and reintroduced ourselves because we had met before when we all lived in New York. We had all just moved to Raleigh about within the same month, kind of. So I knew that you'd be there, and you knew that I'd be there, and you go, hey, we don't really know anybody else here. I think that you'd be friends with my wife. And I go, oh, really? I'm like, oh, what's she like? And oh, she used to work in TV. And she goes, she used to be a dancer at the University of Florida. And I was already like tuning tuning you out at that point. And then you pulled up your computer screen. There's a picture of this like Sports Illustrated model with her 4-month-old baby in a bikini. And I was like, hard pass. No thanks. I don't think. I was like, I played softball, Pen. I don't think you realize your audience here. And then we met and fell in love within like 5 seconds.
So as grown-ups, it sometimes is tough making friends as adults, don't you think?
Yes, it absolutely is. And except with you guys. But I feel like we put in the work to get it done.
Right?
You know what I mean? You
got put in the work.
But it doesn't feel like work, right?
Sorry.
I'm so sorry you had to work on being friends with us.
Exactly how you describe every friendship. Put in the work to get it done.
Yeah.
Can we? I'm going to give Jake a chance to dig himself out of that hole there.
Okay.
So, but it is tough.
Not.
Well, it is hard making mom friends or dad friends, and then even more, like you add another layer of to make couple friends, and then you add another layer of like if your kids are friends.
Yes,
that is like a trifecta of just impossibleness, don't you think?
Yeah, and I feel like I used to be good at it, and I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm progressively worse at it.
When were you good at it? You mean making friends or making couples?
His face right now.
Jerk face.
Whoa.
Well, that doesn't help, probably.
They got along a lot better in the podcast that I didn't record.
They were really schmoopy.
No, you told us we were full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
We are. Yeah. Back.
We can't. Okay. We can't run the tape back.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I think what Jake is trying to say is that he's not trying as hard as he used to.
This is the second time you've tried to like dad-splain my saltiness.
Oh, dad-splain.
Wasn't that an earlier episode?
You just keep getting yourself in trouble here, and I'm trying to help you out.
Dan?
Guess what? You had an ally.
Uh-huh.
You don't need more.
Oh,
you're on your own.
So
no, it's harder, but you got to put. I mean, you do have to put in work.
And it is. Let's like not. But like, let's not sugarcoat it. That on a Thursday night or on Friday night, you're so tired from the week.
Yes. Right.
Then like. Personally, I just want to collapse on the couch. But to put something on the calendar with a couple or another, like it's hard. And even I am trying to like do just more like mom stuff and like really spend time with mom friends.
Yeah.
Oh. But the couple thing, it's super duper hard.
Well, it's a lot of calendars to coordinate.
Yes.
And then it's also the effort of just actually doing that with people that are worth making the effort.
Right.
To all four of you.
Yes.
So yeah.
So wait, so you are intentionally trying to hang with moms?
I am, because I feel like he has a great group of guy friends that from his, I know Jake just rolled his eyes.
We'll get to that in a minute.
he has a good group of guy friends, and he's like plays tennis, and he's made this new group of guy friends. And I feel like I do have wonderful women in my life, but I need to put in the work of like, let's go out to lunch, let's go out to dinner, let's grab a drink or not. So, but it's hard. It's hard to do that.
Here's the list of like limiting factors. This is, I think if we were in a corporation or at some sort of speech, someone would say, what are the limiting factors of making friends when you're an adult and you have kids?
That would say like a grunt of approval right there.
We say that a lot in mortgage.
I figured.
What are the limiting factors?
I figured. So I think one of the limiting factors, and we can go through an entire bit on this, is sports on weekends.
Yes.
Children, youth sports.
Who has energy? Well, the last time we went to visit you guys, we went to 17 soccer matches.
That is not true. It was just two.
I know the names of Ford's entire team. Yeah.
Wow, Timmy.
He signed up to bring a snack.
Penn got the orange slices.
I encourage your child. I think people thought I was a little weird because I was shouting and encouraging other children who I've never met. They don't know me. They probably thought
stressful
I was
when it's not your kid. It was a lovely weekend. We were outside.
No, I loved
and,
it.
And
sports.
And sure. We weren't, but it wasn't our kids.
I loved it.
I don't blame them.
No, but it is hard because if we want to come see you on a weekend or if you guys want to visit us, typically we have some sort of like sporting thing.
Well, Lola couldn't come because she had a drama competition, right? Like there was a thing. Yeah.
Drama competition. Like who's going to act the hardest?
A drama petition.
Yeah. They awarded things.
Listen.
Not Lola. But that's okay. That's okay. She's working. She's working. She's working on it.
She's good at tennis.
She's good at tennis. Can't be good at everything.
Great.
Can't be good at anything.
All right. So that's, I think sports is a limiting factor.
Okay. Yes. Yep.
I think you need to go 4 for 4 across the board, next to the board. So I've got to get along with the husband. I've got to get along with the wife. And I've got to have a somewhat stable, pleasant relationship with my own wife.
Well, so there's like an exponential math equation.
You've got to go 3 for 3 4 times. You got to go 12 for 12.
Yeah.
Right?
It's hard.
You brought up a good point just now that we didn't even talk about the first time we recorded this episode.
I'm telling you, this is going to be better.
That I didn't even think of. It is such a thing if the couple itself gets along, and if you, like last time you guys were visiting, Jake and I did not have our best night.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
But we've also been witnesses to you guys not having your best night.
Oh, totally.
And you, when you're close up with someone, you don't even care if you're fighting with your spouse in front of them. But that can't be the norm, or else it's no fun to hang out with that couple.
Well, and then we've been in those situations where the marriage didn't really.
Oh dear. And,
let's just take a right turn there.
So they just constantly fought over songs at karaoke bars.
So what had happened was we finally make it to a karaoke bar. And Charlotte, and like had to wait to get in. Oh, no, I didn't bring an ID.
Oh, the karaoke story.
I'm in my 40s, and I don't like, I sometimes forget to bring an ID. Because like, I'm like, hello.
Crow's feet are my ID.
And then, so I had to like sneak in, and then we finally get a, and then Jake wanted to leave.
And granted, it had been a long day. Jake had gone to 742 soccer games.
Right.
We went to an afternoon beer festival, which was the best beer festival I've been to in North Carolina. Which, by the way, it's by a country
all we
mile.
Do when you guys come to town.
It is great. Soccer and beer festivals. And then we went to dinner, and then we went to karaoke. So, like, shockingly, like the first one to pull the ripcord usually
is me
or is Kim or Paige, and they were in it to win it. So I think at that point they were expecting for their husbands to be also in it to win it. Am I getting that right?
Guys, I don't want to do this here. Not what happened. Paige, we can revisit it.
Wait, Paige, what? He's having your back right now.
I had my back against the wall, nodding my head to the songs. And said everything was fine.
Oh, you guys, Jake's defense here is that he was acting normal.
No, Jake's defense was that someone else picked his song, which is...
Okay, can we sing your song? Can we have a redo?
Okay.
We should do it.
Bounce down.
One, two, three to the post. Snoop Doggy Dog and Dr. Dre's at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Because you know we're about to...
Okay, we're back.
I feel like we need a redo of the song. I feel like
that was it.
I know, but more. I went the whole thing.
A lot of 40s and shooting people.
Okay. See, this is a family show. It's a family show.
Take a joke, but don't toke.
You guys put a priority on date nights.
Big time.
Yeah. So how often are you doing date nights?
Once a week, at least.
Really?
We try to get a babysitter at least once. I mean, it doesn't always, but yeah, we try to at least once a week do something.
And it, with okay, but also describe your schedule and like that's that I do like praise hands emoji when you say once a week because of your schedule.
Well, we also count anything as a date night. So my schedule is bizarre, is bonkers, and Penn used to do it too, so he knows. I wake up at 2
a.m.
I wake up at 2. Well, 2 p.m. would kind of be weird too, I guess, but I wake up at 2 a.m. I work until where the show goes 4:30 to 9, and then I'm off air with other stuff. I'm home noon-ish, and then, you know, sleep, nap, kids, etc.
Dude, local news is just...
And then, going out,
what we do, the going out, as you guys know too, if we do a date night, if we have a podcast on a weeknight, we'll get a sitter to come a little early, and we'll literally have the sitter, we say bedtime is 8 o'clock, period. We'll make this podcast be from 7 to 8, and we walk in at like 8:31, so that we walk in, but it was a date.
Okay.
So we use the term loosely.
If that's fine. Yeah. I count that.
On like a Saturday night, we'll do like an actual date.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you guys feel like, and we do you feel like podcasts are a really good way to connect with your spouse? Like Kim and I always feel like when we're done with these that we're seeing eye to eye better.
100%.
Is that maybe why literally everyone does podcasts now?
It's just therapy.
We call it date night because that truly is how we treat it. And we take this couple out on a date and we have a blast and then we never see them again. And we stalk them on social media and wonder why they don't want to hang out with us.
Isn't it weird when you do connect with a couple because it is so rare?
Yes.
But then maybe they don't
call back.
Call back.
Yeah.
Are dating.
It's like 51 night stands.
Yes.
I don't mind those. I think in this context, to me, it's actually great because you have a time, it's super fun, and you go, like, oh my gosh, I really like them. And then when you see them, maybe casually, socially, or on social media, you have like a, hey, how you doing? Let's catch up a little bit. But there's not the like hardcore pressure investment of like the kid's birthday party, we need to invite them, or the this. Yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of like low pressure.
But I definitely wish I saw some of them more. Not just podcast guests, just in general, other people. But then I find myself not initiating the first invite. So it's like I can't be so mad because...
How do you handle it then when Jake, you really get along with a guy.
Yeah.
And then maybe doesn't click so much on with the ladies.
A great example.
We don't ever see them.
You don't.
If I don't like them, we don't ever see them.
Yeah. We've got a great example of this sort of.
Tell me their name. Tell me their names. Tell me what it rhymes with. Tell me what it rhymes with.
And I really hope it's just is not us, right?
No, it's not you.
Okay, rhymes with Dim and Len.
Okay.
Yeah. It's too bad because, like, it's rare. I mean, I've got a bunch of people that I like, but it's rare that you get like, wow, I really like this person. Then you look with like big doe eyes at your spouse and go, please tell me you like her too. And it's like, no, sorry. And you're like, oh, we lost another off the hook.
We take one for the team sometimes though. Do you guys take one for the team?
But you can't take too many for the team.
Oh, right. There, you can't take like a whole family vacation for the team.
There it is. Oh, there it is. So dinner works, like playtime works. Yep. If it's a, hey, let's all go to the coast together. That can get slippery,
that
right?
Gets tough.
And so there are those limiting factors. Like everyone has to like everybody else. I think honestly, like one of the biggest limiting factors is the dynamic with the children, especially mm-hmm. if you're spending a lot of time with them as well. We haven't really talked about that much, but kids can be a thing. Like kids don't always get along. Right. Like kids can be at different developmental stages with the people. You could be like, oh, I love this family. Your kids are, you know, 2 and 3, and my kids are 12. How are we going to do that?
Yeah.
How do you guys do that? You guys are good at that.
We are?
But I also just don't care if the kids are friends.
Yeah.
That's how you do it then. You don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's good.
Our kids get along.
Right.
So you tell me the ages of your kids.
Ford and Cal are 9 and 10, June 6th.
Yeah. So two boys and a girl. So our boys get along great. It's just like a lot of screaming downstairs right now. Yeah. June 6th and Lola's 12. So there's going to be, but I also don't care.
As long as they're not bugging us,
As
long as they just do that, I'm with you. But to pen back to what you were saying too, kind of the kid advantage thing is because it like, if you need something to entertain your kids and the kids get along well enough, you're willing to put up with more out of a parent you may not enjoy as much. Right?
And especially in the early stages when all you want to do is just talk to someone outside of your house.
Not pooping in
you
their
just,
own
Yeah, you just want to talk to an adult.
Yes.
And if your two kids are playing quietly, you could be talking to the teacher from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
And be totally enraptured by everything. Yes. Like Ben Stein. Like I will listen to Ben Stein talk if his child will play with my child.
Penn has a really good group of guy friends and from college who I really adore. Mm-hmm. And we've been invited on some of their amazing family vacations. I think only because our kids get along.
Yeah.
I think they like us.
Really?
But I think they like
wow.
I think they like us, but it's one of those things where.
But like, why are you picking us instead of the 14
other people?
Our kids are awesome.
Don't you get it? Yeah. It's like, and you're like, oh, smart.
And it's amazing, and I love them, and they plan really great vacations.
Well, bonus.
So I am 100%, although they haven't called us this year. So.
I talked to them yesterday.
Okay. Oh, I heard something about Costa Rica, but...
No, we got invited to that one, but the price tag...
The price tag was
on the same page with your friends, and I'm over here like, and then there's a... And Paige has no idea who I'm talking about, so we just need to clearly get on...
Jake, are you okay? Like, we need to... We talked about this in the last podcast. It didn't get recorded. Uh-huh. By the way, can we like cheers? It's been over an hour and our kids haven't broken anything yet.
I
think we're at that point where we can go up and do this a little bit more.
I just snuck down and peeked and Lola is jumping by herself on the trampoline. Cal and Jean are watching a movie and Chirlo and Ford are destroying a playroom by the sounds of it.
Okay.
But no one's bothering us.
Okay.
You have yet to mention our six-year-old daughter. I said Cal and June.
Couch,
my bad. Okay, sorry.
She's extra at this point.
Yeah, and the fact that our kids hang out, that's icing to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you about to say something?
I was, and now what I'm doing is I'm filling time because I don't remember what it was.
Reminiscing.
But I have to say though, when we met you guys, it was like it was a first date, and there were sparks, and there was chemistry, and I was like, oh my gosh, I hope they call, and then you did.
And we did.
And you did.
But I think the call's important.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have so many one-night stands, apparently.
I was going to say, Paige, where are we going with this? 50 one-night stands. Interesting. Was this pre or post 2006?
We did. It was easier because we didn't have kids when we met. Lola was 6 months old.
Yes.
So you were like a prisoner in your own house after 7 p.m.
Yes.
Because she would go down, and you, Penn, were usually still at work. I don't know why I would just ditch Jake at home and come play with you, Kim, but it made it. Yeah, we would hang out.
And then for me, it was, they did call, and Jake, so I'll go down this road. Jake was like, hey, do you want to go like play some hoops with me and some of my buddies? And I was like, oh, you've got other buddies. Okay, that's fine. I'm sure they're not like, I mean, I'm definitely Jake's best friend after that amazing first date. And I get there and Jake has like 30, no, that's not true. He has 8 or 9 super close friends who they've known each other since, some of them since high school,
right,
and some of them since college. And so instantly, I wanted to kill them all.
And he gets very jealous.
Because I have something called Frenvy. Do you guys have this? Like with your
Frenvy.
That's a great word.
I don't think we have it as much as you guys do, but.
Oh, no, but seriously, they'll post pictures with their other friends on social media, and I'll like X out their faces.
I absolutely do. I was a kid. I was like, hey, why in school? Like, why didn't you invite me to this party? They're like, well, because you were on a family vacation. You couldn't have gone. I'm like, oh, well, I would have enjoyed the invite anyway. I feel like
Jake, you're 4.
I'm a little of that now. Like, I have no reason to think that we should ever be invited or included with anything that Penn and Kim and their college friends do. And they post these pictures and videos online of them at the beach, and I give it the huh. That's good. I put my phone down.
Guess I didn't. I look at Paige with
a blank stare. Huh. Pull out my phone again. Swipe through. Interesting. Oh, it's a North Carolina beach. Oh, so we could have driven. Huh. Okay. Well, good to know that the person we've met once doesn't want us to come to their family reunion. Gosh.
And on my side, like, your friends are awesome. I actually really like, they welcomed me into,
they would love to hang with you,
into the whole group. But I'm so like, when I see you guys go on little trips, little college trips together that I shouldn't be invited to,
you graduated 18 years before them.
You give it the huh?
I had a little bit of extra time one day and I took a picture that you,
this is one of my favorite moves ever.
So funny.
He took a picture from the social medias and then it was a big group picture of all their college, like couples, friends, and he X'd out every single one of their faces.
But it was like hand-drawn, like bloody looking at.
Oh, yeah. Like serial killer. With like the
spray
X paint, out.
Like dripping down, X, like I have taken time to off your friends.
Yeah.
It took an hour.
Kim called me, and Kim doesn't often call. She usually texts. She was like, how long did it take you to do that?
I know. I was like,
it's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
I'm spending extra time on David's face.
And I was happy that you showed it to your friends. And they could get the joke.
Like, why doesn't he ever come hang? Seems like a nice guy.
So Frenvy, I hope I'm not the only person who has that. It's super irrational. It doesn't make any sense. Correct. They're really nice people.
Right.
It's like people, it's kind of the same way that I would feel about like if like say Kim was dating like the drummer from Cinderella, like when she was, yeah, like hypothetically.
Me, that's a horse that's been dead.
Whoa.
Now.
Oh.
We're just going to.
That's the part you don't know, Kim. Wow. Way to make it worse, Kim.
So, Father's Day is coming up, guys.
All right.
Father's Day is coming up.
Yes.
So, okay. So Paige, can I ask you a question, please? Mm.
Is it about horses? Is it
Oh, God.
What did you do for Mother's Day, Paige?
Ah, that's a great question. We did what we often do, which I love, which is I get to sleep in, which is my favorite thing in the world. The story could end there and I would be happy. But Jake woke me up with the kids and a handful of earrings that I had. It was actually very thoughtful. I had liked a picture on social media and I said, I want all of them, hypothetically, like just jokingly saying that. And he bought me every pair of earrings in the picture that I liked, which was super cute and thoughtful and showed. And then the rest of the day, I went to my kids' football game and Sports Connection.
What? Oh, by the way, what's Sports Connection?
Stop. The what? Sports Connection?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That sounds like, is that a trampoline park of some sort?
Basically.
Oh boy.
It's great. Kids love it.
How many other moms were there on Mother's Day?
Good point.
Okay.
Guys.
So Jake, what are the expectations for Father's Day?
Everyone leave the house.
That was a terrible setup.
you want to be alone.
Okay. I'll tell you a little story, Kim. Mother's Day, sleeps in, wakes up, gets showered with gifts, exactly the gifts you want.
Yes.
I took the kids to a movie.
No, that was last year.
I thought about that. That was last year. And the thought was there. And you had a great day. And I said yes to a lot of things.
I did. But I wish that I had planned a little more extravagantly now, hearing your and Penn's Father's Day plans.
So, my Father's Day is not planned well.
How is that extravagant? He just wants to be just...
He wants to be alone. So here's my thing. At Mother's Day,
yeah,
I want to be around my kids.
Okay. Which is great.
Not have to do any work, really. I want people to take me to a nice brunch, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then, like, leave me alone, but I want to have access to you, and I want to be showered with things.
Yes.
But, like, I also want to do my thing. Whereas you guys just don't want anybody around.
Is that okay?
And it's fine. That's fine.
There it is.
That's fine.
This needs to all be about what that person wants.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No matter how irrational it is and different from what it is that you want, right? Like Kim's weird thing about I need you to be around me but not too close is hysterical, but we actually kind of figured out how to do it.
Okay.
It's just kind of, you're kind of at her beckoning call, so don't make any plans yourself. That's the best way to do it for Kim. Whatever she wants to do, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
And if she wants to go for a walk, we're going to let her go for a walk.
Oh, you just pinned. That's perfect. That's exactly what I want. Yes. Yeah. I want to be able to be in charge and not have no pushback, right? Yes. Good call.
Sports connection to me seems right out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was bad.
But, let me ask you, did you go so that you could hold this over his head this week?
I would do that. That is something.
Jake is doing it. And I said to him, raise the roof. Yes.
He is. And I that is something I would do. But I actually was feeling kind of Mother's Day schmoopy. Like, and they had a game, and I wanted to go to the game. I wanted to see the football game. And then afterwards, they wanted to go to...
Oh, you went to a football game too?
Yeah. One of the kids' football games.
Okay.
Yeah, which I didn't want to miss. I like watching the
football games. And you greenlit Cal inviting a friend.
To Sports Connection.
Interesting.
But I was kind of feeling like... Here's the thing. I kind of want to stay with you guys. Like, I'll just go. It's fine. I'll go and we'll hang out. But because I get stressed out, if I say I want to go back to the house and have 2 hours by myself, I'm thinking the whole time, I don't want to deal with him coming home and doing the whole, like, did you enjoy your 2 hours? We're back. Okay, now it's bed. It's you know what I mean? Like, it's just not worth it to me to, like, so which when you say you want Father's Day,
I sound like a horrible human.
No, because I would
do
the
same thing.
Did
you enjoy your 2 hours? The clock is over.
I would do the same thing. Do you guys not do that? We're big scorekeepers.
We are scorekeepers.
We are absolutely scorekeepers.
Yeah, we're scorekeepers. But I do, in most cases, I do think that dads don't get enough credit. You guys are two very active fathers.
Yeah.
I think around Mother's Day, we hear a lot of like, oh, you know, moms are superheroes and moms do all this stuff. I think moms do too much. I know I'm guilty of this. Like I'll take on too much and not kind of like release the grip enough for him to have control and to do it his way. So we're working on that, like work in progress. No, seriously, like down to like, we're leaving on this trip and we're packing for the kids. And like, I could have let him follow the packing list. But I didn't.
I'm sorry. I was too busy putting together the most amazing three-ring binder you've ever seen about our vacation.
Yeah. My opinion of you skyrocketed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say plummeted.
No. Are you joking?
We thought you were
put
trash
a three-ring binder together for their upcoming trip.
I know.
I don't have the heart to tell them that technology
would allow you to
avoid having to print things.
So often you're in a place with bad cell service, yes. Especially where we're going.
It's 2019.
And, so true. And we're like on the coast of California. So yes. There are all these, you don't realize how close you are to the ocean and all these things. And the weather is different in each place. So I need to print out individual weather reports.
Yes. So
I know you'd rather just put all your information on Instagram stories or whatever it is that you do.
But and we're here. I need a picture of Penn. Actually, do a boomerang.
Yes.
It's windy and there's papers. Of Penn holding, it would be a great boomerang, holding his binder
and flipping
through the pages while they're all blowing.
Uncontrollably flapping in the wind.
No, but I am a Planny McPlannerson. And so I can respect a binder, man.
Well, thank
you.
I'm not like, normally one.
He's not normally one at all.
But you were saying that fathers...
Back to
fathers. Back to fathers.
Don't get enough credit. And then I'm just trying to keep this thread.
Yes.
And then and you mentioned something about scorekeeping and about how you feel like you do enough and we do some. I believe that you and I got better at scorekeeping when we admitted that the total percentage of work perceived in our heads is like 150%, not 100%, meaning that we both think that we're always doing 75% of something. Mm-hmm. So we together think that there's 150% when there's really only 100%. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense? I've been trying to explain. I'm not doing a great job of it.
You mentioned that earlier, and I kind of
went with it. You nodded, but you didn't understand it.
For like 10 minutes in my head, I was probably useless in the interview or the discussion.
Because you're trying to figure it out.
Because I was trying to figure it out. Because there's like subjectivity within the percentages.
Yes.
And I'll explain.
Please.
So Paige does laundry and the dishes.
Actual laundry.
So like percentage of doing of things is, let's just, I don't know, 15%. But to me, the value of that 15% is like 1,000,000,000%. Because I
wait.
She's upset about the 15%. No. Back up.
Of those two things. Of your 50.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm going to go, but to me, those are like, I'd rather jump off a cliff onto a bed of nails than do dishes and laundry. So the value of those two things to me skews so high. Like, I don't want to touch it. You don't want to touch taxes and healthcare and things like that. So,
I mean, taxes, you do that once a year. I feel like.
Thank you. I was going to say, what I want to revisit here is the percentage. The two, I know that your point here was.
Taxes once a year. Okay. Have at it.
No. Well, then you do a dish.
And we're here. We're great.
And we're back.
We're exactly. You a
dish. We're singing our words.
We're singing our words. One. That's like a little show to you.
We do have your thing, my thing. Do you guys do that?
What? Oh, yeah.
Like our whole theory in like marriage is your thing, my thing. So that we don't do this, we go, here's the things that I'll just do, like period. I'm not going to ask you to jump in on it, but I also don't want to be asked. Like, this is a thing I do. That's a thing you do. And it just makes it easier for us.
And it's good that you're saying these things.
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
it's called like, a secret contract. And that's a chapter in our upcoming book.
The things you take on, like when in the start of a relationship,
like changing the toilet paper.
Yes. I just kind of took it on. And then I realized at some point in time, nobody in my house knew where we stored the toilet paper.
She became enraged.
I became enraged.
We saw.
And then
she made it a national thing.
We followed it on your stories.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know what those were. So I was.
Yes.
Unaware.
Yep.
And so we took that to our counselor and he made some very good points, most of which were, Penn, you lazy beep, get off your beep. But also that we had created a secret contract, which is something that you don't have to sign, but it's there that Kim's always going to do this.
Yeah.
And we both have those. She probably has.
Well, just you don't just not
unspoken,
unspoken, because you're not discussing it. But you guys, I love that you have like very clearly defined like your dishes, laundry.
You're already doing it.
But Jake, you also and then the whole like dads do a lot. Paige is at work every morning, so you're getting up, going to school, making breakfast, packing lunches.
I've done morning duty for 10 years, Kim.
Yeah,
and it is challenging. Jim? Anyway, the one thing that we are vocal about, it's not a secret contract, but the one thing we just can't dial in to our your thing, my thing, is like child rearing.
So it's
emptying book bags, helping with homework, getting the book bag, getting the kid ready in the morning school-wise.
Yeah.
So, like, food, waking up, clothes, like, the, like, day-to-day core, like, wait, yes. But the, like, educating and getting on track for a future life of success.
Well, we are all guessing, though. Like, I don't know. We don't do that stuff well.
You don't?
Would you help literally, she doesn't want to empty the book bag. She doesn't want to even look at the
homework.
Shouldn't
the kids do that?
Because thank you. Yes, they should.
Kids use secret contracts as well. It happens all the time. They just assume, like, okay, if someone's cleaning my room, that's because that's supposed to happen.
Right.
So that's...
But what if their secret contract, what if they aren't, I'm going to use your metaphor, what if they aren't good enough to draw up a really good secret contract? The equation is, or the example is, if they were left to do homework by themselves, they would be terrible at it and get all the answers wrong.
So we are struggling with that as well. Mm-hmm. I think you have to find a balance, but you also at some point it's going to catch up. For me, like, the cleanliness thing caught up when I got engaged, which meant people were cleaning up after me until Kim and I moved in together. And that
you never
was
had realized.
I mean, when I realized after we had,
she,
like,
overlooked it because I was very sweet.
Yeah. And then I went to his house and I had taken a shower one time at his house, and, like, the towel was hard, and I was like, he had one towel.
There was like a hair tumbleweed going across.
And he was like,
he
didn't wash it, but his theory of not washing it is, well, you're always clean when you're drying off. So he just never washed it.
And why is it crusty?
Well,
Oh gosh.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
That much water, and then it dries. That's a lot of water.
Yeah,
in there.
Dry water. Yep. So that means you should run your water through a filter. That's what you meant, right?
I don't know.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Friends.
Yeah. So okay. Parenting.
What do you guys, as far as the kids stuff go? Household. I feel like, because to your point, humans have to divide that up. Any couple, but when kids come into the mix,
yeah,
that's just trickier because you don't
punt to like a tutor.
There have been
math tutor, 100%.
I think if we were to give a speech about this and tell people how we make it work, and we're not perfect at it, we have unspoken duties when it comes to our children.
Yeah,
like I'm the one helping Lola with
with
homework.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mostly because in sixth grade, I don't remember anything, uh-huh, and it's super hard. Like, yeah. I'm done. Like, so the answer of, like, if she's not going to get something right on homework, if Penn's not there, she's not going to get it right.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not worth me, right, and, like, we'll, like, fight about it. It's just not worth it.
I'm usually the one who's doing the karting to, like, sporting events for my son and the training with him. And in other cases also, I think, with Lola. Kim does 99.9% of the day-to-day, like, preparation for school. I drive him to school every morning. So she wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
And makes him breakfast, and then I drive him, so she, mm-hmm, doesn't have to get in a cart and leave the house.
I know, I have to put on a bra.
And I just look like a homeless person every time I go into carpool. And then there's this new thing that we've got that I can't have anything to do with, which is called puberty.
Oh, yeah, super fun.
That I am out of that, and it's not even, it's a loud contract.
Are you just saying that? Because
I want to be part of it.
Okay, that's what I, because we've talked about this before, and you and Lola have always been really close.
And we still are, but there are certain things that we're just not going to talk about.
Because she's not comfortable talking
about
it. Because I know you would be, right?
Yeah. Kind of. I would like to be more a part of it.
But you don't want to make her uncomfortable?
I'm going to wait for her to come to me.
Okay.
And that may happen when she's 27.
Right.
But by the way, I'm
married and have two kids. Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to be there for her, but I've learned, like, me kind of, like, prying and asking about guys and about, like, growing up. And,
yeah.
That, like, I'm not going to, have you gotten your bosoms yet? Like, that's not something that you want your dad.
That's super creepy.
If you said it like that, I would run for the hills.
I know. I feel like your white van with windowless white vans outside.
I'm saying that because my dad said that to her, and it was the most uncomfortable thing ever.
So his dad is experiencing some cognitive decline, which is
saying he says exactly what's on his mind.
It's mentally not ideal, but he did ask her on her birthday if she had had her period yet.
Oh,
happy birthday,
granddad. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, and she looked at me and I was like, and happy birthday to you.
Have you got in your bosom yet?
Uncomfortable.
Da, na, 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 na.
Let's leave.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so there's a natural split there.
There's a natural split.
Not split between you, but yeah.
You're right. The genders. Well, and to that same point, like Pintrolls injured his ding dong one time.
Oh, dear.
And,
oh my gosh.
And, like,
so he was three maybe.
Oh, I remember this.
And then we were traveling. No, we were traveling. So we didn't bring like that little potty seat that you like the little makes your butt fit better. So he was sitting on a normal holding himself in the normal toilet, and he slid off and there he was scraped a his ding dong, and then he comes running to me going, "Mommy, kiss it!" And I was like,
"No!"
And I just like ran. I was like, "Pen, go kiss his."
Which I did not do. Right. I did other things.
Oh my
things.
Gosh, there's so many inappropriate. Hi guys, I know
people to my see. Sons. No, I like put like a.
Cream
put some,
on it.
Yeah, put some cream on
salve.
It.
Salve.
But there have been other issues. There have been salve chafing issues, like from sweating, and like there are chafing issues from like when he had diapers, and I was always in charge of that area.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We have really, this is a completely different podcast.
I got to tell you, I like it more.
Yeah. So what about Father's Day? What do you want for Father's Day?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see my children, my wife, and my family in a loving way in the morning.
In a loving way.
I don't know.
Oh, I
think we do.
I'd like a nice cup of coffee and some breakfast.
Okay.
And then I would like to be left to wander the earth on my own. And I would like not to love you. And on any other day, you have every right to do this. I would like not to hear... So what time do you think you're going to be home?
Oh.
Or any of the text messages that come before that, like, hey, so hope you're doing well. I've got both kids. One of them just scraped his knee. The other one is having a little bit of issues with their homework. But anyway, you have a great time. I hope you're doing great. And we'll just see you when we see you. When's that going to be?
Where do we keep the salve, babe?
Where do we keep the salve?
Sorry, that wasn't your phone. That was our text.
So I feel like, right? I feel like, Jake, you and I should do the text back and forth.
We should definitely get a text back.
So this is
by the way, somebody's
blowing us up.
That's that's your machine, your Mac.
Yeah. Sorry.
Saying, I have stopped recording.
Oh
God.
Alert.
Oh, you guys.
All right, so let's do the text.
Okay, so this is
set it up.
This is the back and forth text that
who are you? Your page?
I'll be the woman.
You'll be the woman.
And you be the man.
I'll be the man.
Okay.
All right. Got it.
Thank you for being more generic, Ben.
Hey. How's it going? ?
That's a lot of letters.
I just picked up Cal and Ford. June is in the back seat covered in Chick-fil-A sauce. Period.
LOL.
So anyway, hope you're having a great Father's Day. Period. Like, what are we thinking, comma? Four-ish? ?
What are we thinking?
All right, so here's the text back, but here's how I say it. So it's the emoji where the emoji's thinking. Like, but what I wanted to say is,
Right, exactly.
What's that?
Then, I'm sorry.
And then
I write back. I'm like, still at Nordstrom Rack. ... Yes, since 11 a.m. buying my fourth pair of shoes.
Awesome. Hope you didn't spend too much money. Wow. Remember, we've got that vacation coming up.
Paige sounds like a real ball buster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cal is now crying because Ford took his basketball and threw it in the lake. Period.
LOL. Shoe emoji. And scene.
And scene. So you just
making dinner plans now.
Oh
my gosh.
Can I expect you?
Are we coming home for dinner?
Are we?
Isn't the we, by the way? Like, my favorite, we're going on this trip. Yeah. We'll get there. We'll have forgotten something. Right. I will. Yeah, he'll go,
did
we pack the sunscreen?
I
don't know.
Did we?
I don't know. Did we?
I didn't. Did you?
Did we?
Right.
Happy Father's Day.
I do that.
Good call, Kim. I never realized that.
Can I just say, I I do that too, and I'm not going to do it anymore because I'm now hearing
your rage.
Your rage.
I'm absolutely.
But when I say "did we," it's kind of a way of not saying "did you forget?"
It just makes it passive aggressive. It's better to say, "Hey, I know you? I didn't remember this. Did you happen?" That's better, right?
Okay, yeah. That's first good. That's news you can
I'm
use.
I'm just thinking
right
of this just now too. But yeah, I didn't pack any sunscreen for the kids. Did you happen to remember that? Because then you're acknowledging first thing. I also forgot. Did you happen to be the savior?
Did we?
To which I'll reply. Let me check.
That's a really good piece of advice, though.
Yeah, this podcast right now is full of so many gems,
so many nuggets.
The one that we
I
did
can't wait
before,
for the next one right after this.
Wait, and I was gonna make a joke, but I can't remember if it was this one or the last one. With about making breakfast yesterday.
That was last time.
Oh, darn it. That was a good joke.
That was really funny. We had a lot of, I know. And I feel like we're,
all right. Do we have to go to the airport?
We do. But you guys need you to beatbox.
Oh, yeah. You do need to beatbox.
You guys have to go to the airport.
No, but I need you guys to
beatbox.
Is it
11 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Let's go. All right. So we're going to recap the day with some freestyle rapping and Jake can beatbox. I forgot most of what we talked about because I have ADHD. Get a little bit louder. A little louder. There we go. Come on. Drop it in. Drop the beat. There we go. Hey, it's Father's Day. Almost, but it's on Sunday. I'm going to try to do something my way. When I wake up, it'd be nice to get a little bit of loving and maybe some coffee and some bacon. But after that, I kind of want to disappear and go out to the mall or to a sports game or maybe to a bar or maybe place. Did I say mall? I'm going to put on my old man's shoes. I'm going to walk around the mall for an hour and a half with all my friends. Not really. Actually, I'll probably go play some golf or some tennis. And then afterwards, there's that part when you think, maybe should I go home now? Nah, I'm going to stay here with my buddies and I'm going to have a couple beers. My wife's going to call me and say, when you coming home? But not today, because that's my one thing I want, even though I just asked for 7 other things.
By the way, you haven't been to the mall since like 1982.
It's really hard to freestyle rap when the things come into your head and your partner's not really using the kick bass properly, so you don't know where the beat goes and stops and goes and stops and goes and stops.
I'm just trying to shake it up a little bit. Under the impression you can make up songs on the fly.
I mean, I'm not doing a cipher over here. It's a little bit harder.
What's a cipher?
Okay, so where can they find you on the social medias?
Social medias. Last name is awful. Spelled F as in failure. E-H-L-I-N-G. So it's at Jake Failing.
I'm not helping.
At Paige Failing, no I.
Correct.
And?
Paige Failing, no I.
At, like my parents didn't put an I in Paige.
Oh, how do you spell failing without an I?
Would you repeat it too? Because I was beatboxing and being distracted.
No, fine. So it's jacobpage.com. Date Night with Jake and Paige podcast, and then at Jake Failing for me.
And at Paige Failing for me.
And they can find you on Fox too if they're coming through Charlotte.
Correct. Turn on Fox 46.
Yeah.
Wake up super early.
Should we talk about your like celebrity connection now at Fox? Like is it your weather guy or somebody else who's getting like retweeted by Leslie Jones and like most of America?
Have seen the dancing weatherman, that's our guy, Nick Koser. He does all the dance challenges. Yet he went literally from 5,000 Instagram followers one day to 605,000 followers like 2 weeks later.
Snap.
Crazy.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So is he the same guy that was writing like music maybe 5 or 6 years ago?
Rapping weatherman.
He's really talented.
He reminds me a little bit of you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, just in terms of he's just like a really creative, fun guy.
Yeah, younger, probably there. A little more talented.
Younger and has more Instagram followers.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's fine. We're totally not jealous at all. It's great.
It's fine. So happy for him. That's worked out.
Happy for us that we pulled this off, gang. We got to go to the airport.
We did. We'll have
Thank you for doing this again.
Yes. This was.
I think it recorded.
Okay. I love you guys.
Love you back.